Hey everyone, this is Stelly FD.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about affiliate marketing and referral marketing.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
And we want you to do your best.
And really dig into that topic in sort of a rapid fire discussion about it. The main reason we're talking about it is because everybody that listens to this podcast, I shouldn't say everybody, but many folks really love it when we talk about customer acquisition. And this is one of the key customer acquisition strategies today is affiliate marketing, referral marketing, invite a friend, all this whole category. And really what it's all about is getting your existing customers, prospects, users to refer other people to the product on a very sort of high level. And there's a lot of different ways to do it. And between Stelly and I, we have sort of different experiences and strategies there. So we wanted to rapid fire kind of talk about this.
Yeah. And you know, I think that I'm going to have a bit more to share on like from a sales referral point of view, especially when you have larger customers, how to get really big referrals, really high value referrals.
Cool.
But I was curious, have you set up for your SaaS products? Have you done a lot of like experiments around setting up affiliate marketing programs, like the stuff for people that purchase your product, very low touch. You're not talking to these people. You're not calling these people necessarily. They're just using your product every single month, and then you do something in some kind of an automated fashion to incentivize them that if they share your product with other people they know, and these people buy, they get something in return, either a month free or a discount or something like that. Have you played with this? Have you seen success with this for any of your products?
Yeah, we tried this early on at Crazy Egg and we actually failed. And the reason is and I can tell you the reasons. All these programs, especially when you're making users do it or they're incentivized to do it, you have to keep optimizing it and make it work. So when we initially did it many years ago, I kind of want to say like 10 years ago, it really didn't work. What we did offshoot out of that is we actually have a pretty strong partner program where if anyone signs up, which is very related to this, but anyone signs up that's a user of another product, they get a special offer like a longer trial or some discount on our product. And we've been successfully doing that with Crazy Egg for many years. It is not going to share exactly what percentage of revenue right now, but because I don't know, but it is somewhere in the double digits in terms of the percentage of signups and revenue that we get, which is this idea that like, let's say they use another product that's not competitive to us. We're offering a partner program sort of deal where that company's promoting us, we're promoting them, and there's sort of an equal exchange there with our lists and stuff like that. So that is one thing that is very related to this that we offshooted from having a referral program. More lately, there's a bunch of companies I've worked with as well as, you know, we'll be launching some of these things in my companies as well over time on working on a referral program and how to do that right. You would be surprised at how effective these things are today. One reason I would say that is your Uber and your Lyft and, you know, Postmates and all these sites and apps, they all have referral programs. They all have invite a friend, make some money sort of deal. And so consumers are getting used to it. B2B customers, as a result, are also used to it because they are also consumers. And so I actually would advise most SaaS companies at some stage when they have enough of their own users and customers, maybe, you know, after they have 1,000+ customers or maybe even more, depending on, you know, scale, this all matters and could be different metrics. But once they're in the hundreds to thousands of customers, it is definitely one of the key channels that if you're willing to invest in it, to optimize it, change the messaging, look at the conversion rates and all that, it can be one of your primary drivers of new users.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So I think one of the key messages there is that the partner thing is interesting. There could be a whole other episode on how to do successful partnerships. But kind of referral side of things, it's interesting that consumers have been more used to it and more exposed to it because of some very successful products that a lot of people are using frequently. And once you get to that kind of a consumer acceptance and adoption of a certain type of
behavior, I guess,
it moves over to more other areas of how they use software, and B2B is one of them. So that's super interesting and makes a ton of sense. The other thing that I would say is that the second part, which is I think at the kernel part of a lot of the advice that we give, is that, you know, if you do it, just be committed to investing into this type of thing in a period of time, iterating it, thinking about a version 1, but then realizing that you're going to have a version 2 and version 3. might be your messaging. It might be, you know, the incentive you give might work right off the bat or it might not, but it doesn't mean that the referral program doesn't work. It just means that you might have to invest, you know, three to six months in tweaking and working into it until you can really reasonably assume that you'll figure it out. It's not just like all referral programs work the same, so you launch it and either it works or it doesn't. It might have to do a lot of tweaking, which is what you have to do with almost everything in life, especially
pretty
in business,
much, yeah.
Right? The other thing, you know, interestingly enough, I didn't even realize this before we started talking about it, but I just realized that recently we had a discussion internally, and you know, we've always been doing referrals on the sales side of things, and I'll talk a little bit about my system there because it's served me really well. But we've never done anything on the we never productized referral marketing, right? We've done referral sales, but never referral marketing as part of like the especially for the users that our sales team isn't touching and isn't spending time with, or our success team. And we just recently reopened that discussion because we do see a very large chunk of our new trials coming in from word of mouth. And kind of we reintroduced the discussion just recently on the team that we probably need to start investing in this. So this is very timely for us as well. I just did a little bit of research this morning and I saw that there's a lot more tools out there, which is also not surprising in the SaaS world, right? But there's a bunch more companies out there that offer this type of thing productized for your company, so you don't have to build it from scratch. But in general, if you start with a version one, what would you do? Would you do customer development, talk to your customers, figure out what kind of an offer would be compelling to them, and then, you know, test it out in a very lightweight way before you fully productize it? Are there things that you've seen work better than others, like discounts work better than, you know, an added free month of the year or a free upgrade of the plan? Or does it all depend on your customer vertical and your product?
It actually all depends on your unit economics and like what your current customer acquisition cost is with your current channels and what your lifetime value is. This applies to every industry, consumer, B2B, or anything. If you don't have a good handle on that, you could either be giving up too much or not giving enough to incentivize people because you don't know where your limit is. And that's why I don't really recommend the strategy super early unless you're really savvy about what you think a reasonable customer acquisition cost is for your business and what LTV is. So I see a lot of people get this wrong, you know, because really these referral programs are supposed to be one of your cheapest channels, regardless of what you give away, right? So if that's true, then you have to know what customer acquisition cost looks like, or at least what your rough lifetime value looks like if you're kind of early on, and sort of start predicting that based on your monthly churn or some kind of benchmarks from your industry, even though I don't really like benchmarks a lot. You need some kind of guess at, okay, our lifetime value is, let's say, $600. So we can spend up to, you know, and our margin is high because it's a SaaS business, so let's not worry about that. So then we can spend up to, you know, I don't know, $200 to acquire a customer, 100 or 50 or whatever. And obviously, you want to get that customer acquisition cost as low as possible always. But this is kind of a way to really think about it and figure out kind of where you start. After that, you know, all your offer stuff, that's what you test. You figure out whether it's give them $100 credit or give them 2 months free or give them an extra longer trial period or whatever is what's right for you. But you need a basis of